This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lucan. Some political yard signs are missing. Steamboat Springs Police Commander Rich Brown says there have been several reports of Harris Walls signs being taken from yards on Steamboat Boulevard and Yamanite Street downtown. We've checked in with Craig Police Chief Mike Cochran and Hayden Police Chief Scott Skurlock. They said they haven't had any reports of any theft of political signs in their communities. It is illegal to take a political sign from someone's yard as it is considered theft and a Class 2 misdemeanor. It's National Teen Driving Safety Week. More than 8,000 teenage drivers have been involved in Colorado crashes this year. That's about 23 a day. Colorado Department of Transportation reports the biggest safety issues for teenagers are speeding and not using a seatbelt. Last year, 50% of teen drivers who died were unbuckled. The Boys and Girls Club in Craig celebrated the new Lights On After School movement. It gives kids a safe place to go after school. Craig Mayor Chris Nichols was at the kickoff to the new program Monday night in Craig.
Well, the Lights On signifies that the Boys and Girls Club is a safe environment for our youth to learn and thrive for their future.
The Steamboat Club will also celebrate the new Lights On After School movement at 5 o'clock on Thursday. Here's Director Kelly Landers.
It highlights the fact that we keep our lights on after school, that we're not dark. We're a welcoming, open, lit up place for kids to come after school and on their school days off.
Save a Tree out of Hayden donated the lights for both Boys and Girls Club buildings in Craig and Steamboat Springs. The annual button artwork contest has been launched for the 112th Steamboat Springs Winter Carnival. It's for young artists, 18 years old and younger. The theme for 2025 is Let Your Light Shine. Submit your artwork to Steamboat Springs Winter Sports Club before November 10th. Today is a non-lethal wolf conflict reduction training session hosted primarily by the Colorado Department of Agriculture. It's from 10 to 2 at the CSU Extension office in Craig on Victory Way. 14 people have RSVP'd. A second session is at the same time Wednesday at the Community Center in Steamboat Springs. Steamboat Springs City Council meets at 5 o'clock Tuesday. One City Council update on the agenda is titled Steamboat Springs Brown Ranch Community Deliberation and Shared Learning. It includes a situation assessment on what's been learned and what the next steps will be. Craig City Council, 5 o'clock workshop today. The topic to be discussed will be the Tri-State Settlement Agreement investments. That's followed by a Craig Housing Authority meeting, then a City Council meeting at 6:30. One agenda item is first reading on increasing trash collection fee rates. Steamboat Teen Council invites all high school students to a bubble tea trick-or-treat. That's at 5:30 today at Causeway Coffee House. Sailor Soccer, the boys have a game at 6 o'clock tonight against Glenwood at Gardner Field. Listen on KTYV 105.7 Sports on FM or watch it through the Steamboat Radio YouTube channel, all accessible on our website. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Read it for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.